Hi, this is Paul McGuire. What we try to do at Paul McGuire Ministries is communicate a maximum bandwidth of communication. So, for example, the mainstream media gives you a narrow bandwidth of information. That's a very tiny spectrum of information of all the available information and news that's out there. In reality, an honest media, not an Orwellian media, would give you a wide bandwidth of information because there are so many important topics to discuss that are of concern to the American people and people all around the world. Let me give you an example. I've been researching 5G technology for a number of years, and I have literally locked myself in the office the last number of weeks, just finishing up the research I've been doing on 5G technology and the serious health dangers as well as other dangers that 5G technology presents to you and your children. And you're not hearing it about this on the mainstream media. And I would imagine that's because they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. In other words, these telecommunication companies are enormous. And the reality is that 5G is going to generate billions, if not trillions of dollars globally. So nobody wants to mess with the golden goose. But is this goose golden? I don't know. I think it's half cooked, and I'm being polite at that. Let me put it to you this way. I was watching a video produced by the U.S. military, and in this video, it was a real military training video. They were in one of these armored military police vehicles, and they were dispersing a crowd of angry protesters, and they were showing you this technology they were using, and it was about the size, the technology was like a screen the size of, let's say, a 27-inch screen, but thicker, okay, maybe 30-inch, and they aimed this screen at the angry demonstrators, and what happened, as soon as the guy pressed the button, the soldier pressed the button, these demonstrators, about five or six of them, were like contorting and twisting, and they looked like they were in agony, and then they ran as fast as they could away, just like helter-skelter, to escape what was hitting them. And what was hitting them was that the military was using a directed energy beam weapon on them. And a directed energy beam weapon sends an electromagnetic frequency at them that makes them feel like their fire, that like their skin is being burnt up with fire. It's that agonizing. It's classified as a non-lethal weapon. And it is a non-lethal weapon at that particular frequency. But you can aim it at one individual or a crowd of individuals, and they will disperse. And it's a directed energy beam weapon. Now, think about this. Your current cell phone, let's say it's 3G, 2G, whatever it is, all the current cell phones, all the current cell towers you see hidden everywhere, and I say hidden because they're conspicuously hidden. They're obvious. They stick out like a sore thumb. They're operating at like 2, 3G max, okay? Now, think about this. The electromagnetic frequency that is used in the military's directed energy beam weapon is 100 times more powerful than the current 2G, 3G cell phone technology that is basically in usage everywhere. The directed energy beam weapon is 100 times more powerful than conventional current cell phone technology. But when the 5G rollout begins for real, 5G cell phone transmissions, the precise electromagnetic frequency that they're using, the type of antenna, the pulses, etc., it will be 5G technology, 5G cell phones are 100 times more powerful than current cell phone technology. They're so powerful that they put 5G in the same exact frequency range as a directed energy beam weapon used by the military. Now, it's non-lethal, but it's 100 times more powerful. So I've been poring over documents from scientists in Israel and other nations and very authoritative experts who are honest, and they're all saying, why are we releasing 5G technology on the American public and the world and our children? Because we have no clue, and they have no clue whatsoever, what the negative health effects are going to be. But they do know this. They do know that 5G technology is so powerful, and the way the EMF frequency is composed, that what it will do when it hits the human body is that all of your the pores of your skin, and I don't know how many pores are in a human body's skin, all of your pores and your children's pores become electromagnetic receiving antennas. And they say, if we don't check this out, we could have cancers appearing in like 2 or 3 years, changes in brain function, lowering of immune system, and a whole spectrum of dangers. So you need to know about that, and I talk about it in much greater detail, as well as what you can do about it, in my brand new book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, because this is part of that battle. And on top of that, 5G technology takes us like a quantum leap into another area, which I discuss in detail in my book. They're going to launch 20,000 communication satellites for 5G. Companies like SpaceX and Boeing and many others, they're going to put up 20,000 new satellites that will blanket the Earth with electromagnetic frequencies. What is going to be the end game for that? And then you have to ask yourself the question, which I delve into in detail in the book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind, is you are setting up the technology for what is called a hive mind or a world brain. And this is not something out of a science fiction novel. This is something that is now. This is something that's doable now if you're paying attention. And the basic concept, to simplify it, is this, that even without a biochip implant or a nanochip implant or a microchip implant, even without a chip implant, your human consciousness, your human body, and your human mind is constantly generating an EMF or electromagnetic frequency signal. And your signal is so unique that nobody else on planet Earth has your identical EMF signal. It's as unique as your thumbprint or your fingerprint or your eye in a biometric ID. So that means that using technology from one of these satellites, using earthbound technology, anybody who wanted to, theoretically, could locate you anywhere you are on planet Earth, because they have a technology using EMF that will lock into your unique electromagnetic frequency. And what this does is gives an external actor. It gives an external actor, and I explain this in the book. It gives an organization or an individual the power to hijack your thoughts, your dreams, and your mind. You say, that's science fiction. I don't believe it. Well, the only reason you don't believe it is because you haven't done research on it. I guarantee you, when you read the research, and I provide plenty of research and documentation, you will believe it. Because your brain, when it thinks, it's thinking along specific electromagnetic frequencies. And so if you change the specifications of the EMF waves, which are brain waves, For example, you put somebody into an alpha state, a beta state of consciousness, a delta state of consciousness, a theta state of consciousness, and all the miniaturized spectrums in between, let's say alpha and beta, you can cause somebody to be euphoric, depressed, insane, give them insomnia. You can actually ride subliminal voices and subliminal communications directly into their subconscious. They can be presented with ideas and thoughts and beliefs that they're convinced are their own, but they've actually been seeded there through EMF waves. Now, that's an entire area that we need to explore, especially when we read the book of Revelation and we recognize that this one world government and one world religion and one world economic system that is talked about in Bible prophecy revolves around the coming of a false prophet and the mark of the beast, 666, which is a nanochip, microchip, or biochip implant, and nobody can buy or sell in this electronic system unless they reject Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and pledge to worship the Antichrist as God. So we're seeing, if you read the Bible properly, the Bible and Bible prophecy specifically anticipates these technologies. And it's far more than the verse I just paraphrased. There's detailed paragraphs and passages in the Bible which clearly depict things like cloning, genetic engineering, EMF frequencies, etc., etc. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. But right now, you need to go to paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us, because if you go there now, you can still take advantage of the money discount, a big discount off the price of my brand new book, if you pre-order it now. If you pre-order The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World by going to paulmaguire.us, if you pre-order it now, you'll get a discount off the price of the book. You'll get your copy sent to you before it's released to the general public, and you'll get an autographed copy. But most of all, you will get the most cutting-edge research and the result of, for me, over 40 years of intensive study in Bible prophecy. This, you're not going to read the same old stuff. I deal with, for example, God's prophetic plan for America. And the book is finished now, and we're setting it up for printing. But one thing I want to mention to you is that I've uncovered some research that I have never read anywhere before, and it has to do with the founding of America in the 1600s. And I found out very, very interesting information about how there was a titanic spiritual battle in the 1600s between the Pilgrims and the Puritans, who were founding America in the name of God. But there were these secret occult societies that were connected to Europe that were very, very powerful, and they sent in ships and men, and they infiltrated America on behalf of this secret occult society. And when you see the facts that I will present to you, it will blow your mind. But not only that, you'll understand, probably for the first time, what the real nature of the spiritual battle we're involved in right now. And you know, you cannot win or be victorious in a spiritual battle unless you know what the enemy, the spiritual enemy, is up to, what his game plan is. And that's why the Bible, it says, don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. So many of God's people are ignorant of Satan's devices. We're not supposed to be ignorant of Satan's devices. So act now while you still can. Go to paulmaguire.us and pre-order a copy of The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. And you'll receive a financial discount. But most importantly, you will be turned on to information that I don't think you've read anywhere yet. I haven't read it in 40 years, and I consider it by God's grace I was able to get a hold of it. So I believe that'll be of great help to you. I want to talk about in a moment, how do you and I, living in this world, living in America right now, because this great spiritual battle that I'm talking about is happening in America. You know, very responsible, respected people have talked about the fact and asked the question, is there a new civil war coming to America? And now these are not flaky people. These are responsible people. But they're asking the question, is there another civil war coming to America? Because there are unseen forces intentionally aggravating, generating, and stirring up people on both sides of the political spectrum, both conservatives and liberals. And they're stirring up both sides because it's in their best interest, order out of chaos, it's in their best interest to see a conflict. Because if they create a conflict, order out of chaos, then they can step in and establish total control over our nation, which has been their ambition from the very beginning. So it's something you need to be aware of, and we deal with it in the book. We explain the game plan. And one other thing I want to mention, you know, every Christian obviously is concerned about the environment and things like pure drinking water, et cetera, et cetera. It's just that as biblical Christians, we don't worship the environment. And there's a lie being told on a pervasive global level, especially in the United States. And the lie is like this. And this lie, you will grasp and appreciate whether you're on the left or the right. And the lie is one that says, we have very limited energy. And if we continue to use oil and gasoline and coal and things like that, we're going to not only pollute the planet and create a climate change Armageddon, but we're running out of these fuels. We're running out of gasoline, oil, coal, and fuels like this. So the United Nations, in an emergency measure mode during their UN Agenda 2030, is saying, we're going to save mankind. We're going to stop the usage. We're going to create eco-friendly cities. I expose all of this in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. I expose all this because, you see, all these crusaders are coming forward saying, we're going to save the planet because if we can get you to live in eco-friendly cities, 500 feet square apartments, don't use any energy, don't use gas, don't drive a car, don't use oil, and stuff like that, even though the elite use it abundantly because they have multiple mansions and stuff, they want you to live like somebody in a third world country because of the emergency of the fact that we're polluting our atmosphere with the usage of these fuels, but also we're running out of these fuels. Let me tell you something. That is a lie. That is a lie. And let me expose the lie to you. And I have proof for this. That is a total mythology because oil, gasoline, coal, all that type of fuel is totally unnecessary. It doesn't matter if we're running out of it or not. We don't need to use it. And so whatever your opinion is about climate change, there's no need to, quote, pollute the atmosphere because we don't need to use oil, gasoline, coal. It's totally unnecessary. And you're being lied to about that by the people behind the environmental movement, by the conservatives, by the liberals. You're being lied. You go back to the research of Nikola Tesla 100 years ago, and they try to make this some kind of like Twilight Zone theory. It's not a Twilight Zone theory. You should read the physics. And I include the physics, by the way, in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. You study, for example, Russian science and what they call energetics or bioenergetics. And Nikola Tesla, and I explained this simply and in detail with documentation, Nikola Tesla discovered infinite energy at no cost. Sounds good, too good to be true, doesn't it? But it isn't. He developed a very, very inexpensive technological device that allows the user to draw upon unlimited, infinite, totally inexpensive, zero-cost energy. But you're pulling this energy out of another dimension. Now, that used to freak people out until quantum physics said there were 13 dimensions. So people have gotten over that mental handicap. There's 13 dimensions, man. Tesla's dimension is accessible through scalar technology. He proved it over and over again. With a simple device, Tesla could pull in an infinite amount of energy from another dimension. And therefore, when he discovered that, and he proved it by demonstrating the technology to the biggest industrialists in the world, people like Rockefeller and Ford and Carnegie, you know, the super billionaires. And you know what they did with Tesla's technology that enabled the human race, that enabled you to get free energy at no cost? You know what they did? They stole his copyrights, his patents, his technology, his blueprints. They stole it all, and they made it disappear. And then he had a mysterious death. You know why? Because Tesla proved, without any doubt, that right now, today, there exists the technology to run our entire planet on scalar technology, which accesses infinite energy at basically zero cost. But they have covered it up because their financial empires are built on petroleum. That's why our dollar is based on the petrodollar. It's based on the value of petroleum, oil, gas, coal. The super elite are controlling the world like energy vampires, monopolizing these obsolete sources of energy. And now I explained it in the book, and if you're skeptical, that's fine. But by the time you finish reading The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, you'll understand that this entire energy shortage is a complete lie. And it's a lie used to control the planet and to enslave the masses. And we don't have to be slaves. So I urge you to go to paulmaguire.us, that's paulmaguire.us, order your copy now, order copies for friends, and remember this, Jesus Christ said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hi, this is Paul Maguire. We're going to continue talking about these manufactured crisis events, like the one we were just talking about. The mainstream media will never tell you this. You know why they can't tell you this? Because the mainstream media is owned by just four globalist corporations. And the four globalist corporations just happen to be the same super billionaires who control the world. And these super billionaires, among other things, they control oil, they control gasoline, they control coal. And so they've perpetrated a fraud for the purpose of control. They have said, we're in an energy crisis. And then they've said that if we use these fuels, we're going to trigger a climate change Armageddon. And then they also say, the only way we can stop from using these fuels is to stop using oil, gas, coal, etc. Start riding bicycles, don't drive cars, etc., etc. You say, why would they do that? Because they have other ways of making money. They have other ways of making money. And they have no intention themselves of living by these energy usage restrictions. That's for the common man, you and me, for the slaves, because that's exactly how they perceive us, as slaves. That's all a lie. It's complete propaganda. And the mainstream media, like a bunch of woodpeckers banging their heads into a tree, pecking at the same time, can't tell you the truth because they're owned by these globalist corporations. And this is the truth. That technology was invented 100 years ago, and it was proven by Nikola Tesla, where you can access infinite energy at basically zero cost using scalar technology. He proved it. He made the inventions. He showed that it worked, but they stole his patents, his copyrights, his blueprints, his technology, and he had a mysterious death. But that energy and that technology, there are people alive on planet Earth today who have the blueprints, who have the technology, and we could change overnight. This whole energy thing is a myth for the purpose of dictatorial control. And you need to wake up to that. Now, how do you live in an environment like this where there's a war going on? And the primary war is the war between truth and lies. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me." Now, first and foremost, the greatest truth that mankind needs to know is that there is a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. That you don't have to just die and disintegrate. That's a lie, too, that they tell you. They brainwash children in the school system from kindergarten to whatever PhD you want to get, and they tell you over and over again that you're just the descendant of random chance evolution over 300 million years, and you're just, you know, you used to be in the puddle of molecular barf, and then as the millions of years, you became a little tadpole, and, you know, the chimpanzee and the monkey thing, and then, pow, you became a human being. That's all a lie. It's all a lie. You were created by the infinite personal living God of the universe, the Creator. And that account of his creation is in the book of Genesis. And let's just make it really simple. Which, if you're using your right mind, okay, not your brainwashed mind, and you're looking at the two scenarios, you're here by accident, after 200 million years of random chance, that would be the equivalent, by the way, of walking on the beach, stubbing your toe on a high-end cell phone that's working, and picking up the cell phone, playing with it, using the apps, somebody calls you, and all the rest of that stuff, and you say, wow, this cell phone must have just magically appeared here after thousands and thousands of years of the wind blowing upon the sand and the tides in the ocean water. And just randomly, over the millions of years, the sand particles in the water and maybe some seagull poop or whatever, and it became a cell phone. Look, that's evolution in a nutshell. Is that stupid? You just look at the complexity of a human being. The complexity of the creative order, the orbits, the gravitational pull, your heart, your neurological system, your organs, your eyes, your senses, your perception. You look at the complexity of a human being, male or female, and we're a million times more complex than a cell phone. And nobody in their right mind would look at a cell phone and say it appeared by random chance. Nobody in their right mind would say that. But there are so many people brainwashed that would look at human beings and say, oh, human being just came from, you know, an eggplant, and then it evolved into a tomato. And, you know, it's crazy thinking. It's crazy thinking. And by the way, purely from science, and again, I go into this in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind, purely based on science, it's still called the theory of evolution, because it's still a theory. There's no scientific fact to back it up. And here's what they're missing to prove their theory of evolution. They have about 80 million fossil records, and they don't have one fossil record that proves the essential thesis of evolution, which is that one species can evolve into an entirely different species. There's no evidence of that ever happening in all the 80 million fossil records. They've never found a bone fragment, an archaeological dig. They have never found proof anywhere, anytime, that one species has ever evolved into a completely different species in what's called macroevolution. Now, let's not confuse that with microevolution, where you can have one species, like a species of strep throat, but it becomes resistant to antibiotics over time. That's not proof of evolution, because that strep throat is still the same species, okay? Just like the human species can have different skin tones, etc. It's still the same species of strep throat. It didn't become a different, entirely different species. But people believe that lie, and they're enslaved because of a lie. They're blinded. Millions of young kids and adults have been programmed to believe that there is no God, there is no right or wrong, that life is meaningless. Programmed to believe that. And those are lies that produce horrible results. The truth is in God's Word. And God did create an original man and woman, Adam and Eve. And Jesus Christ did die and resurrect from the dead. And Jesus Christ performed all these miracles. So if you were using your rational, hopefully intelligent, critical thinking mind, it's obvious which story is more credible. It's the Genesis account of creation is more credible. The other story is not credible at all. It's a fictional, a momentary act of psychosis. That's all it is. You got to be a flat-out loony bird, crazy, one flew over the cuckoo's nest to believe in evolution. That's what you got to be. And I'm not there, and you're not there, are we? So how do we live in this fallen world where we deal with the spiritual battle for the hearts and minds of mankind? Because what's going on now in the minds of every adult and every child is this intense spiritual warfare over ideas. That's why I've written my new book, over this intense spiritual battle in the warfare of ideas. Because there is a Satan and a Lucifer. There are demons and fallen angels. You know, it's amazing to me. We have so many Christians who, I don't get it. They just fell off the turnip truck recently. The fastest growing religion in America right now is witchcraft. And I explain why in my book, why witchcraft is the fastest growing religion in America. And witchcraft believes that in supernatural power that you can use. Meanwhile, a large percentage of the evangelical church took the wrong path down the road, and they don't believe in miracles or the supernatural anymore. They believe in psychological, humanistic, motivational theories. So while a huge percentage of the Christian church doesn't believe that God's word is true and that miracles are possible, and 74% of evangelical churches refuse to teach Bible prophecy, which is supernatural, it's a supernatural interpretation of the future, what's the fallout from that bad choice? The fallout is that witchcraft is now the fastest growing religion in America, and it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. So how do we live? How do we fight this battle and win this spiritual battle? Because God told us to occupy the land until he comes. And he would not have told us to occupy the land until he comes if he didn't give us the power and he didn't think that we could occupy the land spiritually until he comes. And what does occupy the land mean? It means to drive out the demonic powers that are attempting to control a nation, America, that God has a prophetic plan for America. Now, I know that's not politically correct to say, but it happens to be an historical truth. I provide documents for you. You can read other documents. America was founded by the Pilgrims and Puritans. They dedicated America based on the covenant that God made with the children of Israel. And that's why America prospered. Despite the fact America has imperfections, God raised up America because God has a plan for America in the last days. And that is to bring in a last days soul harvest of hundreds of millions of souls to Jesus Christ. That's what the Lord wants. That's the purpose of this ministry, Paul McGuire Ministries in Paradise Mountain Church. And we have a meeting coming up this week with Paradise Mountain Church. That's the whole purpose of our ministry, is to evangelize the lost, equip God's people with the biblical knowledge they need to understand is that God has a prophetic plan for not only their lives, but God has a prophetic plan for America. But we're in a spiritual war between the powers of darkness and the power of God over the destiny of America. So what do we do? Well, we do what every man and woman of God in the Old Testament and New Testament did when they were faced with so-called impossible struggles and challenges. They called upon the name of the Lord, and his name is Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And God has given his church, that means all true Christians who've received Jesus Christ into their hearts and souls by faith and are born again, they have the Holy Spirit inside them. God has given all true Christians powerful spiritual gifts, the mind of Christ, and supernatural resources to win and be victorious in the spiritual warfare. Now, I know that a lot of people are reticent to accept the biblical truth that spiritual gifts exist because, and I understand why, believe me, I understand why. They've seen a whole lot of fruitcakes running around, con men, manipulators, carnival clowns and stuff, you know, pretending to function in the supernatural, pretending to perform miracles so they could generate money and cash flow. And that's turned off, rightfully so. It's turned off a lot of people. And it's made them throw the baby out with the bathwater, especially when you see a lot of people claiming to have spiritual gifts and acting like lunatics. It makes an intelligent, rational person skeptical about spiritual gifts. But I want you, if you will, join me in resisting that temptation, because I think you would agree that God's word is true. The entire word of God from Genesis to Revelation is true. And therefore, when God talks about spiritual gifts, this is something that he wants us to have. And we can use it intelligently and with wisdom and effectively. So let me just read you a couple of the spiritual gifts we have. But before I do that, I want to say that you can't use spiritual gifts unless you're born again and the Holy Spirit lives inside you. And the power and the degree which you can use spiritual gifts is contingent upon whether or not you're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Because if you do not have the power of the Holy Spirit, you won't have the power of the Holy Spirit to ignite and release the spiritual gifts which God has given you to be victorious in this life. The spiritual gifts make it possible for you to make a way where there is no way, if they're used with intelligence and humility and biblical wisdom, which comes from the Word of God. So let me read something in the book of Corinthians. It says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit." Well, that's simple. That means there's many different kinds of spiritual gifts, but they all come from the same Holy Spirit. Now, notice just about everything we're going to read in the Bible about spiritual gifts and things like that, this is what is being counterfeited by people in witchcraft. In witchcraft, for example, they have a binding and loosing prayer. Well, where did the witches get the idea for a binding and loosing prayer? It comes from the teachings of Jesus Christ, where he gave his church the supernatural authority to bind and loose on earth. The witches don't have anything. They have a counterfeit of the power of God. The real power, the real spiritual power, comes from the ultimate authority of power, which is Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it is he that lives inside you. The greater one lives inside you. In fact, the word says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So in the book of Corinthians, it says there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Administrations, that means simply the administration, the intelligent usage of different spiritual gifts. If you're an administrator in the business world, it means you're responsible for administrating, overseeing, and managing different resources. In the same way, in the spirit, you have diversities of operations. This is administration of spiritual gifts for different operational purposes. And then the Word of God tells us that, for example, the purpose of the manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and this is how you test whether or not a spiritual gift is legitimate or somebody's ego trip. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. What that means is that if you claim to be using a spiritual gift, the way people will judge its integrity is based on the fact, are you using it in love, and is it a benefit to somebody besides yourself? Simple test. And then we read, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, these are powerful spiritual gifts. There are people in the psychic world, people who claim to be remote viewers. There are people in witchcraft that claim to see things, etc. These are all demonic counterfeits of the authentic supernatural gifts that God gives his people. But God gives his people spiritual gifts like a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. A word of wisdom would be when God gives you a supernatural answer that didn't come from your own human mind or wisdom, but God gave you a supernatural picture, a supernatural solution to counsel somebody else who needs help. And when you give them that supernatural word of wisdom, they go, aha, it's one of those aha moments. And if it's really from God and they act on it, it will solve their problem. So you're not simply struggling to navigate in this reality on your own strength. Then we have the supernatural gift called the word of knowledge. You may be struggling for an answer, etc. You're trying to process life's difficulties, and you meet with somebody who's mature in the Lord and has matured in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, not some, you know, ego freak or fruitcake. And you ask them, and they will either have a word of knowledge for you or they won't, but they won't fake it. And if they have an authentic word of knowledge for you, God has given them supernatural knowledge and insight regarding the situation with you're dealing with. It's not just from natural human wisdom. It's transcendent of natural human wisdom. And a word of knowledge may simply say, it may be something like, I really believe the Lord put it in my heart to tell you that you're supposed to call so-and-so at such and such a time and bring up this topic. But the miraculous nature of it is that you're giving the person a name of somebody that you've never heard of, but they know who it is. See, that authenticates the fact that it's miraculous. It's a supernatural knowledge on how to act, and it can be used in everything from a family, a business, ministry, or whatever. So there are many other gifts, and these gifts are given to us for the purpose of authentic miracles, because God still performs miracles through his people. Authentic ones, not fake ones. Authentic healings, and that may be God blessing the work of a doctor. Authentic healings. You see, God performs supernatural gifts, healings, for the purpose of us winning the spiritual war. But tragically, so many believers became infantile. They became crazy. They became weird, all in the name of miracles, healings, and spiritual gifts. God has given us a sound mind. The Word of God says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." Somebody who's authentic in the usage of the gifts of the Spirit is using a sound mind. It's one you can count on. Now, I talk about this in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, because I believe that God wants His people to be overcomers in the spiritual battle where people in Satanism, witchcraft, the occult, or psychic power have counterfeited the things of God. They've illegitimately claimed the higher ground because God's people have defaulted on the proper usage of the spiritual gifts. We are to be victorious in this life. We are to win the battle for occupying this land. We're not to lose the battle. And the way we win the battle is we use or employ all the supernatural and spiritual resources that God has given us. And as I'm talking to you right now, the Lord is awakening in your heart, and you can sense it. He's awakening in your heart as a reminder. He's awakening in you the realization that He has given you certain spiritual gifts, certain abilities for the miraculous, and specific spiritual gifts. You're being reminded right now, as I'm talking to you, that God has given you these gifts, and you used to use them. But maybe you made some mistakes in your usage of them, or you saw somebody being manipulative or a con man or something, and it offended you and it turned you off. And I can understand that. And so, because of that, that was a stumbling block, and it caused you to stop using the supernatural gifts that God has given you. I just want to encourage you to not throw away your discernment, not throw away your wisdom, but I want to reignite in you what I believe the Lord is trying to tell you, and that is that the Lord wants you to begin to pick up the spiritual gifts He's given you. And just because you made a mistake or people abuse those spiritual gifts does not mean that those spiritual gifts are not credible, that they're not biblical, and they're not something that Jesus Christ wants you to use. And I encourage you to use them. And practice in the Spirit by renewing your mind with the Word of God. Practice in the Holy Spirit the maturity and the development and the effectiveness in those spiritual gifts. God bless you. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.